Christ. And if you have the material in front of you, maybe we could read the title together for this week. Christ as the Emancipator and as the One who makes us more than conquerors. Amen. I think the three key words in this title are Christ, Emancipator, and Conquerors. And I feel like this week gave me a fresh realization of Christ being our Emancipator and the One who makes us more than conquerors. But first things, we need to realize what we are being emancipated or what we're being freed from. Chapter 7 mentions this law of sin and of death that rules this earth. And reading these verses in chapter 7, you really get to see a picture of how this law of sin and of death operates. This sin, as Paul describes a few times, is described as something or someone that seizes the opportunity, right, or even finding an opportune time. And it's even something that Paul mentioned dwelled in him and was present with him.
Yeah.
And so, saints, we need to realize that we need to be freed from being under this law of sin and of death. And that's why I appreciate so much why Romans 8 exists. The first verse, Romans 8, 1, for there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. And so not only does Paul present this law of Spirit of life to us, he also presents the key, or you could even say the way, for us to be under this experience of this law, which are these seven requirements that are mentioned. So maybe if you have the outline open, we can read through these seven requirements together. And it's under point G from day 3 and 4. Amen. 1.
We need to walk according to the Spirit. Live in the Spirit.
Amen. 2.
We can mind the things of the Spirit, setting our mind on the Spirit.
3.
We can put to death by the Spirit the practices of our body.
4.
We can be led by the Spirit as the sons of God.
5.
We can cry to the Father in the spirit of sonship.
And so here there's two, right? We're crying out, Abba, Father.
Amen.
And it brings in the Spirit himself.
Amen.
Right, who witnesses with our spirits that we are children of God.
Amen. Amen.
And then 6.
We can groan in the interceding Spirit for our full sonship, which is the redemption of our body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so we see here that the righteous requirement starts with our walking according to the Spirit and to live in the Spirit.
Amen.
And in order to live in the Spirit, we need to take time to behold the Lord, praying unceasingly in our fellowship to Jesus and to remain in the fellowship of this divine life. And one word that really touched me in day 3 is this word spontaneous.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for spontaneous.
Amen.
Right. Once we are under this experience of living in our Spirit, it says, surely we will spontaneously set our mind on the Spirit.
Amen.
And then it would be so spontaneous for us to put to death every practice of our body.
Yes.
And then spontaneously we would be led by the Spirit. And then for crying out, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Would be a kind of spontaneous thing. Mm. And spontaneously when we cry out, the Spirit witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God.
Amen.
And finally, right, this brings us to our groaning. Right, Lord, oh, we confess. We don't know how to pray, but thank you that we have this indwelling Spirit who intercedes on our behalf.
Yeah.
Right, the best prayer to carry out God's economy on earth today.
Amen.
And so if we practice, right, all these seven items, then we can truly experience this freeing of the law of Spirit of life.
Amen.
Amen.
And so it starts with this first requirement, right, which is to walk in the Spirit, or even to remain in the touch of the Spirit, right? And this is related to turning the switch on.
Mm-hmm.
But saints, the overall title of these messages, right, is the experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ.
Right. Amen.
So saints, in our experience, is it really this simple for us to be living in our Spirit? Well, I won't speak for all the saints here, but just for myself, the answer is no. You know, when we're in a good mood or when we're quote-unquote happy, right, it seems so easy for us to enter into our spirit and to enjoy the Lord. But, you know, if we're feeling, you know, certain emotions, or if, you know, we have negative thoughts, right, it becomes harder, and at times it seems almost impossible to touch the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give a brief, I won't call it a testimony, but a story. But in high school, you know, like any other kid, I would have arguments with my parents. And afterwards, you know, they would be mature adults, and they would ask to pray with me, right, in a way to, I guess, make up. And I would just remember, I was like, I don't want to pray right now. Like, I'm so angry, I'm so upset. Like, right. I feel like there's no way for me to come before the Lord. Mm. And even there are times today, right, where, you know, my environment or things that happen where I feel like it's hard for me, right, to even come before the Lord. And so how do we overcome this, saints? The answer is that we need to be under God's constraining love. Yeah. I think this word constrained usually has a negative connotation to it. But we need to realize that to be under God's constraining love is both a privilege and a blessing.
Amen.
And to be constrained by God's love, it says here in the reading that to be constrained by God's love is to experience God's love as the strong tide of water that overcomes us and carries us away to the point that we have no choice but to just love Him.
Yeah.
There's a phrase in day 5, and it says, although we may love the Lord, we are not always willing to take His way. So saints, our love for the Lord needs to be renewed.
Yeah.
And so we need to come before the Lord and say and pray, Lord, just cause me to love You more today.
Amen.
Amen. So once we're under God's constraining love, our walking with the Lord is not something that is consciously kept by us through an outward endeavoring, but rather it is unconsciously fulfilled in us by this inward working of the Spirit of life.
Amen.
Amen. And then it is through this Spirit of life that spontaneously fulfills all these righteous requirements that bring us into this experience of the law of the Spirit of life.
Amen.
Amen, saints. So may this message not be just doctrine to us, but rather our genuine enjoyment experience in our spirit before the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for Romans 8.
Amen.
And praise the Lord for the law of the Spirit of life.
Amen.
I was very touched by that. The law is what? It's a spontaneous spontaneous power and automatic function.
Amen.
That means as long as we turn to it, switch that on, everything will operate.
Yes.
And with this revelation, then we don't need to remain in Romans 7.
Yeah.
If we are in Romans 7, we are really wretched person.
Yeah.
We are wretched person, and we will be bound by the law of sin and death.
Yeah.
And this is actually the second week of this series.
Yes.
And this pair of this message 1 and 2 are both on the book of Romans. So I want to just spend a little bit time on message 1, 2, especially the connection of message 1 to message 2. Mm. Praise the Lord. Message 1 is the seed of David become the Son of God. And it's mainly based on Romans 1, verse 3 and 4. There we see, you know, the gospel of God actually is concerning who? The Son of God.
Right.
And this Son of God is Jesus Christ. And according to the flesh, He is the seed of David. Right?
Amen.
He's come out of the seed of David.
Amen.
But according to the Spirit of holiness,
Yes.
He is was designated as Son of God.
Amen.
Empowered.
Right.
And out of the resurrection.
Amen.
And this actually reveal to us the high peak truth of God's economy. That God really, you know, want to, the reason He become man and is for us be able to become God in His life and nature, even in His expression and function.
Right.
And that, this, I will try to keep short. So this Romans 1, 3 to 4 actually directly connect to Romans 8, 29.
Amen.
And we can say also 30. 29, talking about our confirmation into the image of his firstborn son.
Amen.
Right? The reason Romans 1, 3, 4 is so important is because of he's become the firstborn son in his resurrection. He bring us into this hope. We can be conformed into the image of his firstborn son.
Amen.
And then we can be glorified by him. So that that open our eyes to see, you know, Romans 8, 2, that the law of spirit of the law of spirit of life is actually for this purpose.
Yeah.
Is for us to go through such a process,
right,
the complete organic salvation from our regeneration, right, and the sanctification, and then renewing, and the transformation,
Amen,
and the confirmation,
Amen,
and that we can reach the glorification.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, so that will connect us from message one to message two.
Yes.
And that's and not actually there. So our turning to we make the switch on to make this power automatically to operate in us.
Amen.
Is for our complete salvation.
Amen.
For our glorification.
Amen.
But if we read this week 14, Romans 1, I just want to point out A, that says the enjoyment of the law of spirit of life in
Amen.
Romans 8 ushers us into the reality of the body of Christ.
Amen.
In Romans 12,
Amen.
This law operates within us as we live in the body and for the body.
Amen.
So not only for our glorification actually is for his body. So it connects to the Romans 12.
Yes.
And this is God's eternal purpose.
Amen.
I think, but as our brother shared earlier, this, no matter, we need to see this high vision of God's economy. But
Amen.
To make this work out, actually, how we apply it in our daily living is most important.
Yes.
So I will stop here. I think brother and sister, let's continue to share our enjoyment, our experience, our enjoyment, and for the God's economy to be accomplished in his body.
Amen.
Amen.
This week's message is, to me, is, I think it's an encouraging message. It's showing us what kind of God we have, what Christ we have. And we saw that because Adam's fall, the law of sins operating in us. And we have, after we believe in God, we receive Christ. This Christ become the life-giving spirit. And this life-giving spirit has a law. This law is the highest law in the universe that can overcome the law of sins and death in us. Praise the Lord!
Amen.
And how to experience enjoying and expressing this law of the spirit of life in our living. This law of the spirit of life, like Brother Carl mentioned, is, will bring us to the body. And then when we enter into the body, how we live for the body. We live in the body and for the body. We need to take, Brother here mentioned, we need to touch the Lord. How to touch the Lord, brothers and sisters, is we this week, what I really touch, in order to touch the Lord, in order to contact the Lord, is through His Word.
Yeah.
We need to come to him. How to come to him? It's not abstract, but we have to come to his word. His word will free us from the law of the spirit of death. Praise the Lord. And also, emancipator is the meaning of emancipator. I check. I know what it is. It's the person who will free us.
Yes.
Free us from the slavery.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Christ free us from the slavery of the law of the spirit of death.
Amen.
And how to, the second item that touched me, that how can we become conqueror? Conqueror is overcome. It's only love. Only when we love God. When we love God, the love of God will constrain us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, for our mind to set in the spirit. Otherwise, our mind will be wandering around the world. praise the Lord. And also, this Christ is for us. He in Hebrew mentioned here is God. If God is for us, who can be against us? Nobody, no, even the devil cannot defeat us if we are with God. If we are not with God, we will be defeated. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Appreciated the brothers mentioning that we need to experience and enjoy and express Christ as the emancipator, not just be content with the knowledge. Right? I think many of us, we could share the difference between Romans 7 and 8, but I appreciated letter E in the outline. We need to remain in the touch. And I'll just begin with my experience this week. I think I had experiences in Romans 7 and experiences in Romans 8. You know, Esther was away on a work trip, so I found myself single parent. Not easy, right? And there was a certain moment, just in the evening, we were just cooking, and the Lord just led us to start sing together. And so the four of us, we were just singing, and hallelujah! Hallelujah for our spirit!
Amen.
Oh, there's a resurrection life in the spirit. And so I just appreciate it. It's really true. The law of the spirit of life is something is working. This is something automatic. I love these words. Automatic.
Amen.
Spontaneous.
Amen.
Effortless.
Amen.
And I really appreciate our brother mentioning that another good way to remain in the touch is to be in the word.
Amen.
And so I just enjoy the references under this law of spirit of life. Because of time. Proverbs 30, I'd never considered this verse, right? There are three wonderful things. And one of them is what? The way of an eagle in the sky. Why is it wonderful? Because it's effortless. The eagle's not the hummingbird. The hummingbird needs to exercise a lot of effort. But the eagle life is just soaring, right? And so this is what happens when we are switching on. We're just soaring. And I appreciated the verses in Isaiah 40. I think a lot of times we come right to 31, but this week I like 28. It starts with this. I'll just read this to the saints. Do you not know, or have you not heard, that the eternal God Jehovah, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not faint and does not become weary? Saints, I'd like to ask you a question. Do you not know? Or have you not heard? I feel like, oh, this is so good.
Amen.
Sometimes we need to have a revelation, right? When we see it, we have it. If we see from the Word, who is God? Who is the one living in us? What does this law look like? This is the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint. He does not grow weary. So we first need to see who God is. This is who God is. And then in verse 31, we see what happens when we come to such a God. Oh, those who wait on Jehovah, they will mount up like wings like an eagle. Will rant and will not faint. will run and will not grow weary, and they will walk and will not faint. Oh, so brothers and sisters, we have the way to remain in the touch. We can enjoy Him, right? In the Word, singing, praying. Anyways, hallelujah for such a reality.
Amen. I'm technically in Edison. We're not following this particular morning revival, but I do have experiences for sure.
Yes.
In this matter, I was actually sharing this in the East Brunswick small group meeting this past Friday, that I had a very simple but very, I would say, common experience where sometimes we feel like, okay, we could be in Romans 7 because of something triggering it, maybe something that happens in our lives or whatever.
Amen.
But sometimes nothing happens, like nothing good or bad happens, and you just feel dead, and you can't get out. And I remember I was just doing my own thing, and I didn't feel like doing anything. I didn't want to pray. I didn't want to do this or that. And I knew in my mind that I needed to get out of this. I knew so many things. I had the knowledge in that sense. But I really appreciated what Sean said earlier, that many times we're like, oh, Lord, let me just turn. Like, I need to set my mind on the Spirit, set my mind on the Spirit, and then I'll have life and peace or whatever. But nothing happens, and you're just stuck in that cycle. But 2 Corinthians, right? Yeah, 2 Corinthians 5, 14 to 15, the love of Christ constrains us. So anyways, I had the feeling nothing worked. I tried doing many different things, but then the Lord touched me. Why don't you just sing for a while? So I just got my ukulele and I just went into my room and then I just started singing for a while. I wouldn't say that it necessarily changed everything right away, but over time, I was able to stay a bit more in the touch with the Lord. Amen. And I was just reminded, yes, I actually repent for trying to do so many things, even Amen. Trying to understand what's going on. Instead, right. Just forget about it. Just love the Lord. It's really that simple. Just touch the Lord.
Amen.
So we can touch the Lord through the Word. We can touch the Lord by singing. Amen. We can touch the Lord by singing the Word, like many different ways. So anyways, I hope that's an encouragement to everyone.
Amen. Here it says that in Romans 8, it's a chapter for desperate seekers.
Amen.
And what makes us desperate seekers is our failures, right? And so we know that Paul, he said, "Wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this body of sin?" Right? And so we see that in Romans 8, we see there's a Christian living that is beyond our capacity, that it's in the realm of impossibility. It's really in the realm of resurrection. And we really cannot live the Christian life without the Lord.
Amen.
You know, we have a written law, right? But the written law can't do anything, you know. The Lord said, now there is no condemnation for us who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed us in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. Mm-hmm. For what the law was powerless to do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the, you know, He's sending His own Son, right? And He condemns sin in the flesh. And so today, we really need this other law, right? A Brother Shepherd mentioned the eagle, you know, he says, oh, well, four things are too wonderful for me, but the first one is the life of an eagle. When the mother eagle, you know, says it's time to go out, she just kind of pushes them out, and they just go off, you know, effortlessly, you know, through the law of the Spirit of life. And so what we need is to contact the Lord.
Amen.
To just really, just the key isn't to do this or that or the other thing. It's just simply to contact the Lord. And this contacting the Lord will issue in more and more dispensing that we can live, because in the law of the Spirit of life is the element of the impossibility for the human life.
Amen.
So we really, that we can just contact the Lord day by day, in every moment. Whether we're desperate or not, we just come to contact the Lord and talk with Him all the time.
Amen.
Do we still remember the question about the chapter 7, 24? When Paul said, wretched man
that I am. Then he brought the question. Who will deliver me from the body of this death? That question is, who will deliver me from the body of this death? Answer is today. Christ as the emancipator.
Amen.
And as the one who make us more than conquer.
Amen.
I really enjoyed this, the part of the second part, because Paul brings the four questions. He say, first one, who can be against us? As 33, who shall bring a charge against God's chosen one? Third one, third four, who is the who condemn us? 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Hallelujah. He bring the answer for us.
Amen.
37. Chapter 7. But in all these things, we more than conquer.
Amen.
Through Him.
Amen.
Who loves us.
Amen.
Amen. Over the years, we through the ministry and also the leading brothers. We learn in everything we need to have vision first. Mm-hmm. Because in Proverbs 29:18a, that where there is no vision, the people cast out restraint.
Right.
So in everything, especially today, you know, there's so many information going on. You know, you need to have a vision, what to pick, what to, you know, take. This past 2 weeks is my lowest time, you know, like a valley or a winter I never experienced, because my dad was very sick in the hospital and transferred to rehab. And I have to deal with lots of facility problems. And there in the nursing home, you see many different kind of stuff. And those seniors, you know, you just feel like I'm physically and mentally exhausted. And I cannot sleep well, and I have, you know, bad dreams. At a point, I cannot turn. At the beginning of the long weekend, I said, Lord, I need to be freed. I have so many bondages. I feel like, Lord, free me. But there's no way. I know all these words. I know the words are there. I know, you know, chapter 8 and chapter 7, 8. But I just don't want to. Something stopped me going to. I feel I'm away from the touch with the Lord.
Yes.
So at a point, I have to write down all the lists. That helps me this morning. You know, every life has a law, even a law, is a law. Higher law can overcome lower ones.
Right.
The highest law in the law of life, God, the highest law is the law of God's life. Mm-hmm. This one today is the law of the spirit of life for us, which is processed, consummated, you know. The Lord has already completed His work. Everything on His part is done. Today it's for us to experience, enjoy, and express Christ as our emancipator, which is has to by this law of life, this law of law, the spirit of life. Yeah, we may have, you know, lots of bondages and sufferings from many other laws, but this law is very crucial. And here's the manual for us.
Whoa.
Amen.
Amen.
We have to cooperate with the Lord and the law. First, we have to stop ourselves.
Amen.
But ourselves cannot do it. So, you know, through all these 7 points, it's Lord, you can save me.
Amen.
Deliver me
Amen.
From my current situation. The switch on, there are 7 points, walking according to the Spirit.
Amen.
Mind the things of the Spirit.
Amen.
Most of the time I will do this one, mind my, you know, mind things of the Spirit.
Yeah,
but this time I just can't. I'm not able to. I was not able to. But put to death the practice of our mortal body. This is all from Romans 8. Be led by the Spirit.
Amen.
This time, I cry. Oh, Abba, Father.
Amen.
We have to cry.
Amen.
And our spirit will do the witness. Take the initiative. And we can, well, the last point. Wrong. Oh, Lord Jesus, He is the one. Lord Jesus sitting on the right hand of the heavens of the Lord. He is praying for us, interceding for us to complete His will and His purpose concerning every one of us. So there are ways for us to turn. No matter how long it will take, but there are ways because the law already, they're ready for us to practice, to cooperate. Lord, keep us remain in the grace and then stand in the grace and walk in peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, Saints, in Romans 8, Apostle Paul shares this about the matter of the law of the Spirit of life. But then he goes down to 6. He starts telling you how to practically be in this. To really get the benefit of the law of the Spirit of life. And so in verse 6 he says, and I read the verse itself, because sometimes, you know, we tend to paraphrase and lose the essence of what he's saying. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. So it's a matter of setting our mind.
Amen.
And then in verse 10 he says, but if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. So our spirit is life. So when we set our mind on our spirit, then we get life and peace. And this message in the training was given by Brother Ed Marks. And we were, I don't know, Saints, but I felt so blessed to hear Brother Ed Marks share in New Jersey in the regional conference. Mm-hmm. You know, you went over all these things, you know, having a, being dependent on the Lord, you know, to have a, no celebration of the Day of Independence. Every day is a day of dependence. Dependence on the Lord, dependence on our spirit. And there's one thing that he shared that really, to this day, I just am just practicing it. He said that in the divine and mystical realm, there is no Switzerland. Meaning that there's no third place. There's no neutral ground. Either we're in the spirit or we're in the flesh. There's nothing in the middle. And then he shared in his outline, if you go back, first message he gave in New Jersey Regional Conference, if you in our spirit, when we set our mind on our spirit, in our spirit we have God as the tree of life.
Amen.
If we set our mind on the flesh, in our flesh we have Satan as the tree of knowledge.
Amen.
So Saints, every day there is a choice. Every situation, there is a choice.
Right.
Either you're in the spirit or in the flesh. There is no third place.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This week's message is very encouraging.
Amen. Right?
Christ as the emancipator and as the one who makes us more than conquerors.
Amen.
Amen. And how much we would long, if especially if we're under kind of a bondage, right? Under some sort of oppressive situation that we cannot get out, right? Amen. We would actually, you know, really, you know, want, right, someone to save us, right? And praise the Lord. Actually, this week, this message is mainly based on Romans 8. But then it's actually also a continuation from Romans 7, right? As some saints have mentioned that already. Romans 7, you know, Paul actually had experienced there are several indwelling laws, right, within, you know, every believer. But then there's also a law that's outside, which is God's law, right? And he was the one that was very familiar with the outside law, right? He even went to the law school, right? Being taught by a very famous professor. And he was willing, right, to do the will of God, right? And through that he actually found that, yes, there is a law within him that will to do good, to please God,
amen,
right? To actually satisfy the outside law, right? God's law. But then he found that he couldn't, because whatever he wills, he doesn't do it, right? And whatever he doesn't want to do, something's inside just kind of like pushes him to do it,
amen,
right? And then he found that that was the law of sin and death. So, hallelujah for Romans 8, right? And he found, oh, by the time he actually switched on, right? Saints had mentioned, switch on or turn to the Spirit. He found there is another law in his spirit. Yeah. That is the law of the Spirit of life.
Amen.
That law actually frees him, right? He's, you know, emancipates him, right? And that law make him more than conquerors. I really feel like, you know, this is actually also, this is was mentioned in the message, saying this is like, this is all scientific laws, right? You know, this, you know, whenever we turn to this law, and then this becomes a spontaneous, magically happens, right? That, you know, saints, we have that kind of experience, right? Anytime when we just turn, when we call on the Lord's, right, Lord's name in these kind of situation, then, you know, this power within us really just overcomes all the law of the sin and death. But then the difficulty is to switch on, right? It's just a lot of times just like the other law was like forcing us not to switch, right? Amen. So this is, we need to pray to the Lord, right? Oh, really, you know, ask the Lord to give us grace. Day by day, moment by moment. I actually, as Saints also mentioned, like, you know, really, we need to come back to the Word, right?
Yes.
You know, the Word, I mean, there are two, you know, aspects. First, the Word, you know, speaks the law of God to us.
Mm-hmm.
Then this will actually make, you know, we to be more conscious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we're not in the law, actually, mentioning this, I think when we raise up our next generation, Brother Ricky actually has pointed out many times, when they were young, we need to teach them according to the law and according to the standards of the morality, right? And what do we teach? We teach them, right, 10 commandments. And then also, we need to teach them the supplement of the law, you know, the... how do you say that? Sorry.
Proverbs,
right? Yeah, I always confused with the other one. Yeah. Okay. The Proverbs also, that's something that we need to teach our young children. Right? Actually, when you see the Proverbs inside, it talks a lot about, you know, integrity. Talks about righteousness. We need to teach our children, you know, live a righteous life.
Amen.
Right? And only then, you know, when they grow up, they will realize they cannot meet the righteous requirement. Then this will give them an opportunity to turn to this living person, turn to this law of, you know, Spirit of life. Praise the Lord. Amen.
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 No more sharing. Try to conclude. First of all, I feel like I am supplied by my sense sharing. This week is very rich and also very practical.
Yeah.
I really appreciate actually at last Brother Minkin mentioned about raising the next generation, because I am actually raising a next generation now. And I think this really, I really amen what he has shared, that we should introduce first of all, the law to our next generation before they can receive the spirit of love. Because if they don't know the law, there's no way they know they're out of the capacity to follow the law. Actually, from Romans, I really appreciate Paul. He is really he's a scholar, basically, right? The way he wrote Romans is in a very good structure. It's kind of like a paper. Right, from the first chapter to the last chapter. Mm-hmm. But especially in this week, we're focusing on chapter 7 and chapter 8. Mm-hmm. Just by reading those two chapters, you're going to be amazed like how clearly he explained this discovery. Right, from the chapter 7, you see a rich man, which is, he introduces this not only by theology or by knowledge or by logic. He introduced this by his own experiences.
Right.
And this is all our own experiences.
Yes.
We were all, as a rich man, in some situation, I don't know when you have been in that situation, but I definitely have, I was in that situation before. Mm-hmm. I was a rich man, and I was trying to do good to God. Even not to do good to God, maybe to do good to my children or to other people.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. I was rich because there's something inside of me force me
right.
to do bad.
Amen.
And that was the law of the sin and death.
Right.
What a discovery Paul has shown this to us. And even though he saw this, he didn't stop there, right? He moved on into chapter 8 and revealed this divine revelation to us. I think, I forgot which book or which minister book mentioned this. If we think Romans, the whole book of Romans is the diamond on the ring. Romans 8 is the bright, is the shining of that ring.
Mm.
Right?
Yes.
So this reveals
yes.
to us how precious the spirit of life it is to us.
Amen.
So if you pay more attention, actually from the Romans 7, Paul didn't mention anything about the spirit. He mentioned a lot of things about our flesh, our mind, our will, but he didn't mention anything about spirit. But in chapter 8, he mentioned more than 10 times. I didn't count exactly, probably more than 15 times he mentioned spirit. Right? So the key, the switch, is the spirit. We have to turn on our spirit, Dan. I just want to repeat this. So there's so many times. So we mentioned there are 7 things we can practice, right? And here in the verses, it's not from nowhere. It's all according to the verse. Right? So the start from verse 2, Paul start mentioning spirit. Right? Spirit of life frees me. Right? And then he goes on, said, walk according to the spirit. And in verse 5, he says, set the mind, according to the mind of the spirit. Right? And then he goes on, set the mind, this is verse 6, set the mind on the spirit, not flesh, right? And he continues saying, Spirit of God dwells in us, right? Dwells in you. And the Spirit of Christ, he is not of him. And then he mentions, Spirit is life because of righteousness, right? And he continues, this is 11, he said, the Spirit gives life to our mortal body.
Amen.
And then there's also spirit, the spirit you put to death the practice of the body. And then verse 14 said, the spirit of God led us, right?
Yes.
And then in the spirit we'll call Abba Father.
Amen.
And then the spirit himself witnessed with our spirit that we are children of God.
Amen.
This is stuff. I stopped at 17, but there's more you mentioned.
Amen.
I repeat so many times about this? Because
Amen.
That's the key.
Yes.
Spirit.
Amen.
We need to initiate spirit. We need to switch on and turn on our spirit.
Amen.
So I feel like he knows about Old Testament very much. He knows about the law of God very much. But he can't do it. Because until he realized he needs to use the spirit, and automatically, spontaneously, he will follow the law of life to meet this requirement. Same thing to us. Today, we read these seven things, good seven things, right? Are we going to this check? Hey, did I set my mind on spirit and trying to do it by myself? No, it will not work. So we are not here to try to mimic or try to pretend or try to do it. We will just need to enjoy the Lord. That's why, at the last, I really appreciate it. So when we fellowship with the brothers, I was pondering why this love of God come out later than he explained all these things. Because that's the takeaway. That's how we turn our spirit.
Yeah.
It reminds God's love to us.
Yes.
It's an unfading love. It's an everlasting love. This love even constrains us to turn to our spirit.
Right.
Okay. So every time when we think about this love, we'll automatically turn to our spirit.
Amen.
And automatically this switch turn on.
Yes.
Then we can practice the law of life.
Amen. Amen.
So I really appreciate that this is not another doctrine. This is not another so-called a law of law. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. not a based on Bible is teach us to do this, or this is in Lord's recovery, we should practice this, quote-unquote practice this, right? This is not something we need to do it, but something we need to experience, automatically experience when we enjoy the Lord. So I think for me, myself, there's so many details. I just enjoy this, right? So there mentioned, we call Abba Father.
Amen.
So, you know, actually, Abba, this word, is coming from Aramaic language.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the native language of the age when Lord Jesus was in there, right? So, mm-hmm. Abba, meaning, if you translate directly to English, it's actually daddy.
Mm-hmm.
It's so intimate,
right?
Yes,
it's
right.
So intimate.
Amen.
You know, when Blossom called me daddy, I feel happy.
Well, yeah.
But if you tell me father, whoa, there's something wrong. That's our relationship with our Lord. Automatically, if we think about it, just call him daddy. How sweet that relationship is.
Yeah.
Right? So this is not something we need to, we can do, how to say it. This is not something for us to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is something we need to enjoy, to experience.
Yes.
To enjoy the Lord to a certain, what's the word I was looking for?
Degree.
Certain degree or a certain extent. We feel so intimate with our Lord.
Amen.
We call him Abba Father.
Amen.
And then we have a sense from our spirit. You know, the spirit is growing, whatever it's doing is growing, or is telling us something to do.
Amen.
Then we'll walk according to the spirit.
Amen.
Believe according to the spirit. Amen. So, I will stop here since this message is so sweet to me.
Amen.
I hope we'll, you know, enjoy the message, and through the week, we just enjoy this divine relationship with our God through the Spirit.
Amen.
To our Father.
Amen.
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 Amen. Romans chapter 8 is the kernel or nutshell of Bible.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And then verse 2 is the center of this nutshell.
Right.
Because when you read the book of Genesis, God's intention is to make them men as a vessel so God can enter into it. So when Adam was created, he was placed in the Garden of Eden, and before a tree of life. So that man should receive the tree of life. However, something happened. So God waited so long. Eventually, he came to become a man incarnated, as Jesus went through the process. And in resurrection, he became the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
This life-giving spirit is Romans 8:2. The law of the spirit of life. Actually, if you ask, where is the law? The law actually is this law in us. So as we read this week's content, actually this 2 weeks, this week's content only on two verses. Right? Because there are two Roman numbers. The first one is 8:2. There's something called law of the spirit of life.
Amen.
Say, do you realize being a Christian means to have law, this law installed in you? Because of this law installed in you, you becoming the Christian. So we have to pay attention very much on this law in us. Now in the content mentioned about seven way to switch on, right? I'd like to point it out. We need to take heed to this spirit.
Amen.
Pay attention to the sense of the spirit.
Amen.
Amen. In order to not grieve and quench the spirit. The reason we have to pay attention to this law, because this law is living. And because it's living, full of sense, you know, in like, you know, today's technology, you have all kinds of sensors, right, installed everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. Right? When you pass it, the sensor kick in. That sensor tells you something. Mm-hmm. Right? Have you grief? Have you crunch? How the Lord lead us? Not only to give us some consciousness, He also give us while we're reading the Word, right?
Amen.
The Word become light.
Amen.
To our mind, and we realize, I have done something right.
Amen.
And also, while we're in the meeting, the Spirit of Lord moving in among us, and someone stood up to prophesy, to say something, and then touch us.
Amen.
And that touching bring us consciousness for conviction.
Amen.
And more often, it's in our daily living. Our spouse, Even our children, right? Talking about the next generation. Even our grandchildren will keep us, will bring us to the light.
Yeah.
Why?
Amen.
Because the Lord is operating through those situations.
Amen.
And what is our reaction to this? See? When you heard, when you read the message, when you touch in the meeting, through this flow of meeting, the spirit in the meeting, or even some older sense came to you to speak something, you don't like it. You don't like to hear about it. What is your immediate reaction? No. That's not from the Lord. Saints,
yeah.
Whenever you have that reaction, you experience quenching and grieving.
Amen.
Actually, the spirit first grieve.
Amen.
And then quenching. Praise the Lord, He's the emancipator.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you know this meaning of emancipator? Yeah. The one who has a power.
Amen.
Do you realize He has a power?
Amen.
To set us free.
Amen.
Are we in bondage even now?
Amen.
You have this law installed in you and me, and He's the emancipator.
Amen.
To set us free from all the bondage. Then you come to God's law. Saints, if you are not free from all kinds of bondage, you cannot enjoy the love of God.
Right.
You know, verse 8:35, it talks about the love of Christ.
Amen.
And then verse 39 talks about love of God.
Amen.
Do you know the difference? The love of God is the source of God's eternal salvation to us.
Amen.
That eternal salvation, the source in God, must become the love of Christ.
Amen.
Otherwise the love of God cannot come to us.
Right.
Because Christ Jesus, He is this living God sent by Himself.
Right.
Amen. And He passed through what? Incarnation.
Yeah.
Human living.
Amen.
Death. Crucifixion. And even resurrection.
Amen.
So He passed on all the process. So in 8:35 He mentioned about nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
Amen.
From what? Tribulation? From what? Anguish? From what? Persecution? From what? Famine? From nakedness? Even the sword? That is the earthly experience that we will encounter. But the love of Christ is with us.
Amen.
Amen.
Saints, because this love we can never be separated.
Amen.
No matter what experience, no matter what situation we are in, this love is always with us.
Amen.
And then, Paul come to the conclusion of 39, verse 39. Do you know what he's saying? I am persuaded.
Yes.
Saints, you must experience those, what I have mentioned. Then you and yourself will come to the conclusion that we are persuaded.
Yes.
Amen.
Nor death, nor life.
Yes.
No angel, no principality.
Amen.
Can separate us from the womb, from the love of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Today He is the emancipator.
Amen.
To set us free.
Amen.
From the sin, actually.
Amen.
Mainly from the sin. Amen. And He also is the love Himself. He loves us to the uttermost.
Amen.
What shall we do? Love Him. We should just love you.
Amen.
And exercise our mingo spirit.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen.
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 Help me up.
Help me up.
Oh.
Amen.
So we had Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for our mingled spirit.
Amen.
And our mingled spirit is the spirit.
Amen.
And he operates as a law.
Amen.
Freeing us spontaneously.
Amen.
Automatically. Amen. So and there's a sense. So we have a sense within us. This sense is the operating of the law of the spirit of life.
Amen.
Oh, I'm already... That's my 32nd.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I'll conclude. The sense of life within us emancipates us. It sets us free. Just very quickly, how does it do this? How? Because it's... when we're in the Word... the light shines. The light convicts us. It touches, that means it touches us. Sorry. It touches us. When we get touched, that's the emancipation. What should we do? We should not say, oh, that's not from the Lord. Like if it's a brother speaking to us, or it's in the meeting. Maybe it's in the meeting and somebody stands up and says something. And we get touched. We shouldn't say, oh, that, you know, that's just brother so-and-so, that's just sister so-and-so. No. We should say, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And turn.
Amen.
And repent.
Amen.
And take care of the problem.
Amen.
Then we're emancipated.
Amen.
We are set free.
Amen.
The law of the spirit of life shines in us.
Amen.
It gives us a sense. I have a sensor on my arm.
Amen.
It's saving my life.
Amen.
Saving my life.
Amen.
The law of the spirit of life saves our life.
Amen.
It keeps us out of Romans 7 and
Amen.
Emancipates us.
Amen.
So we can experience the constraining love of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for the law of the spirit of life.
Amen.
And thank you for installing yourself in us.
Amen.
As this law.
Amen.
Oh, we can cooperate with you.
Amen.
Oh, just sweet job.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord, right. You are our emancipator.
Amen.
And we just turn to our spirit.
Amen.
Lord, in our ordinary living.
Amen.
Lord, and we just learn to touch you.
Amen.
Lord, to set our mind on the spirit.
Amen.
And to experience life and peace.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for your love.
Amen.
We're all persuaded.
Amen.
Nothing can separate you from your love.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you for so loving us.
Amen.
Nothing can separate your love from us.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for giving us the spirit of sonship.
Amen.
Thank you for giving us the Bible.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Right.
Oh, let us turn, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, that we can all be in your word.
Amen.
Under your shining.
Amen.
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 For your shining this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Help us to turn to you.
Amen.
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 Give this new way to you.
Amen.
Thank you for your speaking this morning.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes. Lord, we thank you all for this eternal love.
Amen.
Oh, the love of God.
Amen.
Oh, it is revealed to us.
Amen.
Oh, through the love of Christ.
Amen.
Christ went through such a process.
Amen.
So he become the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
And now it's installed in us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
How much we appreciate his love.
Amen.
We can just switch it on.
Amen.
Yes, we are all have been persuaded.
Amen.
Nothing can separate us.
Amen.
Separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
Which is in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, we thank you.
Yes.
Love you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
right. We love you, Lord.
Amen.
All right. Thank you for this wonderful law.
Amen.
It's been installed in our spirit.
Amen.
We just like to really learn to live by this day by day.
Amen.
Bring us the proper experience.
Amen.
You would bring us more and more each day.
Amen.
We even give you this week, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. We've been freed in Christ.
Amen.
Thank you for loving us to the uttermost.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.